Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. This week, I'm continuing to show healing testimonies from a series of videos that we have entitled Healing Journeys, Volume 1, 2, and 3. And this week, we're into Volume 3. These are our new healing journeys that we haven't produced these before. There's a couple of them, like the ones yesterday we showed of Alan and Debbie. They were healed, and we've shown that on our TV program, but this is the first time we've put it into our Healing Journeys thing. So this is the very first time that we've focused and showcased our Healing Journeys Volume 3. These are new testimonies, and I tell you, it's been a blessing. So I plan on doing this through the end of this week, and then starting next Monday, we will be back to just teaching through the Word of God. But I felt like it's very important to illustrate the impact that the Word of God is having on people's lives. I know that there's many of you that watch these programs every single day, and you're sitting there and you're learning, and God is speaking to you and touching your lives. But it just brings it to a brand new level when you see somebody else who heard the exact same things that you've heard, put it into practice, and get these miraculous results. I think it really paints a picture of what the potential is when the Word of God really begins to start taking root in your life. So I am really excited about sharing these, and I believe that this has blessed a lot of people. Today, I'm going to show you the testimony of Lance Welgen. And Lance was a guy that had fibromyalgia. If you remember back to the very start of when we started these Healing Journey videos over 2 weeks ago, we had Nikki Oshinsky, who had fibromyalgia and also all kinds of environmental sensitivities, and I mean, really in critical shape. Well, Lance was a similar type of thing, and I forget the number of medications. You'll be able to see this when we play our DVD today, but he was in a critical shape. And some of our Bible college graduates, Mike and Rose Gagner, encountered him in a coffee shop. And, you know, this also not only shows about healing, but if you will remember back, I was teaching on discipleship and how that this is what God has really called us to do, is go and make disciples. Well, Mike and Rose are people that came to our Bible school. They got hold of these truths. They started walking in them. And then they reached out and touched Lance. You know, I didn't personally reach out to Lance. It wasn't like some of these other testimonies where he saw me on television and responded and got the word and got healed. But this was through people that I had reached in our Bible school who went out and in turn reached Lance. And this really illustrates, I believe, what God is wanting to accomplish in the body of Christ. You know, I spend millions and millions of dollars every single year being on television all over the world. Man, to the praise of God's glory, we are now reaching a potential of 2.5 billion people around the world. And you know what? I could spend 10 times as much money as I am, and I could increase the numbers, but there are still going to be lots of people just like Lance Welgen who never would hear of me. They wouldn't personally respond to me. But some of the people I touch, like Mike and Rose Gagner that you will be seeing on this video today, they took the message. They went out. They contacted Lance in a coffee shop. And because of that, his entire life has changed. And, you know, Lance didn't make a lot of emphasis on this, but prior to his healing, he had had alcoholic problems. He had had a rough life. And now he is not only set free in the physical realm, but Lance is a counselor and is being used at the Springs Rescue Mission, which is another ministry that was actually started out of our Bible college. The Springs Rescue Mission now has fed over 1.6 million meals in just the last few years to people. They are the largest distributor of furniture and things like that in Colorado Springs, beating out even government agencies. And Lance is now an important part of this, one of the counselors there, helping men who have struggled just like he is. And you know what? This discipleship process just continues on. I am really excited about that. I have to tell you, and I'm excited because I never look any different than this, but I'm telling you, I am excited to see Mike and Rose Gagner reach out and touch a life. And then Lance and his wife, Jerry, are reaching out and touching other lives. And then those people will raise up someday and they will be mentoring other people. And if the Lord tarries, this will just continue on and on and on. And thousands of people's lives could be changed because of this one instance that you're going to see on this DVD. I encourage you to watch this, and I'll be right back after we play this to close out today's program.
This healing journey is the story of Lance Welgen, a man afflicted with fibromyalgia. It is also the story of Mike and Rose Gagner, two turned-on Caris Bible College graduates who met Lance in a local coffee shop. The disease had met its match.
It's really hard to be a family with someone so ill. It was just devastating to our life. Our children were crushed.
I never really saw my father like as a strong, healthy man, no. He was always sick.
I went to a lot of doctors, and I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Fibromyalgia has become epidemic in the United States. From 3 to 6 million people are afflicted. That's nearly one in every 50 Americans. Since fibromyalgia has no known cause, there's no known cure. But the health industry offers medicine to help manage the symptoms. This has created a multi-billion dollar medical industry.
With fibromyalgia, there's a lot of not just chronic fatigue syndrome, but generalized body pain. And I was on a lot of medications.
We prayed for healing, but we looked to medicine for the help. He was on 17 different prescriptions. It really frightened me.
And I was pretty much housebound. I got so bad that I couldn't work anymore.
Before the disease struck, Lance had recovered from years of alcoholism and had a passion to help other men like himself in their journey to be free. He had become a trusted counselor. But his chosen vocation was taken captive and defeated by intense pain.
I'd walk through the door and I'd see him in his easy chair night after night. I was devastated because in my mind I'm remembering all the fun things we did. Our life together was full and happy and joyous and active. I came by the park that's behind our house that we live by, and there was this couple that were walking in the park hand in hand, and I always pictured, that'll be Lance and I. And it hit me that that may not be Lance and I someday. I just had to stop the car, and I just sat there and cried.
One day I kind of had to get medicated up so I could drive down to this local coffee shop that I'd go down to every few weeks. Carried my little laptop computer and hang out there for an hour or two until I decided to go home and lay flat again.
My husband and I are professional coffee shoppers. When we would study after being in school,
we were in there one day reading and studying, preparing some lessons.
I just noticed across the room there was a couple sitting at a table across from one another, and they both had their Bibles propped up. Kind of observed that and thought that, there's some good people over there.
Lance walked by the table where we were studying, and he happened to look down, and he saw, of course, we had our Bibles open, and he said, "You're reading a really good book there." And we commented back and forth a few minutes, about just how good the Word was, and he went and sat down, and as he left where we were sitting, it was really obvious that he was hurting. He was in some pretty severe pain. We went back several times after that.
The man came over and just said, I noticed that you were having a lot of trouble. Would you like to share a little bit about that? I was a little bit taken that he'd taken interest in me, and he was just asking some questions about me. And
Rosie and I were able to share with him about being at Charis Bible College, and we were able to share with him just some of the doctrine that we had received about that God wants us well, that he, in his grace, paid the price for us to have health in our bodies. I just asked Lance out and out, why don't you come to school? I really didn't feel like it was the time or the place to pray for him right there in the coffee shop. I really felt like he needed some instruction. Time went on, and he promised he would come to school. We had gotten his phone number, and I called him up and invited him, and he didn't make it, and found out later on in the day, got a call from his wife and said he was just in terrible pain.
I was just pinned in my bed. I could not get out of bed. I was in so much pain that day.
And we came to realize that it was probably the enemy didn't want him to come.
We reviewed some tools I could use to make sure that that didn't happen again.
We started to get him going at 5 in the morning. And he didn't want me to take him. He was going himself.
Met Michael out in the lobby, and he told me what classes I was going to be going to.
We told him that when classes were done, we would take him aside and pray for him and pray for his healing.
So they were teaching things that I really had not heard, had not gotten any clarity on from the church pulpits and places like that, or even from people I had talked to in the past. It was all just kind of fresh news to me. Come the fourth period, the fourth and last class, he sent me to that one and said, now afterwards we'll get together and we'll pray, okay?
We took him back to an empty classroom.
Just sat down with him and for a few minutes just explained what the Word says about healing, what the Word says about God wanting him well and wanting him well now, and how the Lord had paid the price for him to be healed now.
And he asked me one really important question. He asked me if there's anything inside Lance that might block me from receiving the healing that Jesus Christ wanted to give me.
And then what the Lord put on my heart was that maybe he didn't feel worthy. So I asked him,
so Lance, do you believe you're worthy to receive healing?
I don't know.
You valuable enough?
And that just hit me. I was thinking, I feel worthy and everything. But as soon as I had that thought, some real honesty came up. And I thought, this has been the problem all along.
So I asked him, could I pray for his heart? And so I prayed for his heart that any lie that was written on his heart would be removed. And then I could see, it was almost like the finger of God just writing son on his heart. And that touched something deep inside of Lance.
I remember back in that coffee shop, Michael asked me, you ever asked Jesus to heal you? I said, yeah, sure. I asked God to get me well every day. I can't stand this. Kind of with a little bit of arrogance, really, because I never really, in this manner, asked for healing. But we uncovered that Lance still had some unworthiness deep down in my heart. It was just like a big chunk of coal sitting down in there that I didn't even know was there. And all of a sudden, in that very moment right there, I knew it was there. I was ready to give it up. And as soon as I gave it up, this prayer continued. And healing began in my body. We talked right at my body. Actually, they did.
Really? Took authority over the pain, commanded the pain to go?
He did things like that I'd never heard of before. He was casting Satan out. I mean, as far as spirits of sickness. And speaking to fibromyalgia and telling my body to get back into working order the way God had created it. And he told my body to do these things. He took actual authority over my physical body and told these things to leave. Those are some of the things that I never heard from other churches before. It's totally, totally new experience for me.
When we were done, I asked Lance to stand up.
Okay. How do you feel?
I didn't have to grab the sides of the chair or scrunch around or anything to get up on my feet like I normally did. He said, get up, and I got up. And I said, wow. I was just kind of surprised that my body got up so easily. He said, well, kind of go through your body and check it out. So I did. I just like scanned my body. And then it dawned on me.
I don't feel any pain. I don't feel any pain. I don't feel any pain.
My pain was completely gone at that moment. Absolutely gone. And I just started shouting to the Lord. And they were shouting to the Lord. They were just praising God for what had just happened in those minutes.
Praise God.
Excuse me! Stay right here. What do you think? Yeah. Look at this. Look at this. Wow. Mike and Rosie prayed with me over there, and I am healed. Praise the Lord, I am healed. Amen. Amen.
And he was up the next day. You could not keep him from Karis Bible College. He was there every day.
After his healing, Lance became a full-time student at Karis Bible College. His classroom education in the authority of the believer over disease became exceedingly important in the days ahead.
I'd get these pains once in a while, and I'd have this, oh no, it's back. It would immediately get replaced by, oh no, it's not back. That's just the devil. All I need to do is tell him to leave me alone. He can go back to the hell he came from. Period. And I didn't need to fight with him or anything, just order him out. But I got filled up with so much of the word that I knew what to do when that happened, because I have that authority.
Lance graduated from Karis Bible College with the class of 2009. He found a new destiny as a full-time counselor in the Men's New Life program at the Colorado Springs Rescue Mission. This program, managed by other Karis Bible College students and graduates, is a one-year residential program serving the homeless and those with chronic addictions.
It's really a prime fertile ground for ministry here. I'm able to bring people to receive the Lord. I mean, this is like every few weeks a new guy is receiving the Lord here. I'm able to minister the baptism of the Holy Spirit here. And so it's an awesome, awesome thing to be a part of.
The new Lance Welgen counsels as he did before, except this time he ministers in the power of the Holy Spirit. He sees miracles of healing and restoration in the program each and every week. Through disease, our enemy, Satan, seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. Through a proper understanding of the relationship to God, Lance Welgen has discovered that God wants us to be healed and restored to a full and abundant life.
What a miracle.
I have my father back. I know. our relationship will never end, that we will go together and we will be together in heaven.
Amen. Amen.
You know, that's a tremendous testimony, and it wouldn't have happened if God hadn't have touched my life, if we hadn't had this Bible school, if Mike and Rose Gonyer hadn't have been discipled, if Mike and Rose Gonyer hadn't have reached out to Lance. Now Lance is touching other people. And I tell you, I believe that this is the way that God intends for the body of Christ to function, is we can't expect one person to do it all, but we have to reach people, and then they in turn go out and reach others. Man, that's awesome. And you know, the things that happened for Lance and Jerry, I pray that you really got what the situation was. But his life was just going nowhere. His life was in terrible agony. And now he's got a purpose. Now he's happy. Now he's ministering to other people. And all of this happened because somebody began to start telling him the truth, that it wasn't God's will for him to suffer. There are some of you watching this program today that, you know what, you may know that God exists, and you may know that God has the power to set someone free. But that doesn't mean that you are absolutely convinced that God wants you free. Many people feel like that we bring these things on ourselves because we haven't lived holy, and that God's punishing us, or maybe we aren't praying enough or haven't fasted enough, and all of these other things that have come in to confuse the issue. The bottom line is that the thief, Satan, comes for no other purpose except to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what John 10:10 says. And that's the bottom line. God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. If you are struggling, if you're hurting, if you're in pain, whether it's physical or emotional or in whatever area of your life, God wants to set you free. God has a better plan for you. You just have to believe it. And I pray that this testimony that I've shared today of Lance Welgen will give you hope that in the same way that his life was just going nowhere, it was misery, and now he is so full of life and he's helping other people, that same thing can happen for you. God is no respecter of persons. God wants to bless you. God wants to move in your life. You just need to reach out and believe. You know, for some of you, the first step could be calling that number that you see on your screen, and not only asking for these DVDs on the healing journeys that could inspire you and help you to share this with someone else, but you could also call and ask someone to pray with you. Regardless of what your situation is, it is God's will for you to be whole, whether it's in your body, your finances, your relationships, your emotions. God wants you well. So call the number that you see on your screen. Request these materials, but also request prayer.
The story you saw on today's program is included, along with four additional healing testimonies, on the brand new Healing Journeys Volume 3 DVD. This new release DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of the Healing Journeys package, which includes three DVDs, Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3. These three DVDs contain a total of 15 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. In addition to the DVDs, this package also includes a copy of the booklet, God Wants You Well. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed.
The healing journeys, I watched over and over.
I remember when I was going through treatment, he was talking on those and showing those testimonies, and it just helped me tremendously to be able to just soak that in and watch how God has healed them. And he's no respecter of persons, so I knew that my healing was taken care of as well.
The entire package has a catalog value of $77. But today you can get the Healing Journeys package for a gift of just $50 or more. The booklet, God Wants You Well, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this booklet free of charge when you request it. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Effortless Change for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado this week for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance, January 20th through the 22nd. And in Houston, Texas for a Gospel Truth Seminar, February 10th through the 12th. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 9th through the 11th. In Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar, March 31st through April 2nd. And in the Washington, D.C. area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, April 14th through the 16th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to invite all of the men to come join me on January the 20th through the 22nd right here at our facility in Colorado Springs for our 2011 Men's Advance. It starts on Thursday evening, January the 20th. It goes through Saturday morning. And it's just a great time for guys to get together to sit under the Word, and I promise you it'll make an impact on your life. So make plans to join me right here in Colorado Springs, January the 20th through the 22nd for our 2011 Men's Advance.
On today's program, Andrew mentioned the healing testimony of Lance Welgen. To see more about this story, go to our website at www.awmi.net and click on Healing Testimonies on the left side of the screen.